Dr. Springer is on the air with his facts about life and how to live it. Coming to you direct from the health laboratories in Chicago by means of electrical transcription. And sponsored by Acidine, nature's normalizer for acid stomach. If you care to ask the doctor any questions about life, just address them to him in care of the station to which you are listening. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the friend of millions, your old friend, Dr. Springer.
Hello, folks. Well, here we are, and thanks a million, Hal, old man. Bless your heart. You know, the mail is just coming in here by the thousands of letters. And by the way, if you have a particular problem that you want me to discuss over the air in the next few days, be sure to write the word personal across the top of your letter so it will come to me. Otherwise, it'll get mixed up with hundreds of thousands of letters coming in from all over the United States. And, you know, I want to get these personal problems of yours right before me as rapidly as I possibly can. Well, here comes a good one right in here, you know, from an old friend down here. It says, Dear Dr. Springer. Now, this is an old student of mine taking up my work when I was former president of the National Academy. It says, Dear Dr. Springer, in the past few years, my wife has developed a mental slant. Now, every one of you girlfriends, listen to this, and boys, too. She's developed a mental slant that is going to wreck our home and my business career, too, if something is not done about it. To begin with, she was a beautiful and talented girl, but after marriage, she seemed to settle down and lose all interest in developing her life. Now, on the other hand, I have always been a driving personality with my eyes set on the presidency of our firm. But as you know, if a man is not to advance, his wife must come along with him. Otherwise, she either holds him back or he will advance without her and form new interests. We have two children, and I am so anxious that my wife assume a position of leadership in church and lodge and social affairs as an inspiration to our children, as well as a helpmate to me. We will be listening in for your answer to this question. Well, you know, here's a wonderful letter here. Now, let's tear it apart and see just exactly what we're going to do about it. To begin with, this letter could have been written, I suppose, by any one of 10 or 15 million husbands in the United States. And I suppose 10 or 15 million wives could write letters just like it about their husbands who are flat tires and ciphers with the rim knocked off that let down, you know, and become a pain in the neck. You know what I mean. But now getting back to this letter, let's see exactly how we want to handle this. To begin with, you know, it has been well stated, and it's true, that if one horse can pull a certain load, and two twice as much, and three twice as much, if you can hitch any two of those horses together and make them work together in the proper harmony, two of them can pull as much as three of them could singly. Now, that's the theory upon which marriage is arranged, you know. In other words, we decide in life that when two of us get together and enjoy each other's company, have likes and dislikes somewhat in common, that if we get tied up in harness together, that we can pull a load equal to three or four people in single harness, you know. And that's exactly how it works if a person is really willing to work together. But if one of these folks steps out on the other, you know what I mean, or doesn't play fair or something of nature, the first thing you know, or isn't a good companion, the first thing you know, the whole thing goes on the rocks and it's a failure. Now, you take an automobile motor just as a matter of illustration. Take a four-cycle, four-cylinder motor. Now, if one of those spark plugs at the distributor point on one cylinder goes to the bad, what happens? Do you say, oh, well, there's only one cylinder out, we got three more? Not by any means. If that one cylinder goes to the bad, as any engineer listening in knows, it not only does not work itself, but it helps to counteract the effectiveness of another cylinder that's on the opposite side of the crankshaft. So, my friends, when one person doesn't play fair in life, it isn't a matter that the other can go ahead and be a success without them, though they may, but nevertheless, they're tied down, they're sort of hampered in their activity. Why? Because they're tied to a flat tire, someone who's dragging their feet, who's lost the kick of life with no ambition. You see what I'm getting at? Well, now let's tear into this thing here and apply it to yours and my life and see just exactly where we get to. You know, by the way, I'm thinking of a funny little story that I heard one time when I was lecturing down in a small town of 100, West Virginia, years ago when I started out in evangelistic work. We were there enjoying a good dinner. You know, it was out in the country. It was down there in the oil region and then the gas region. And there was a team of horses, a wonderful team of gray horses. I think they were Perchins, as I recall. They looked to me. And they were pulling up through the muddy road on the other side of the farmhouse, you know, almost axle-deep in mud. And I remember so well, they were just straining as we watched them out of the window, you know. And the wife of the home spoke up and she says, Darling, isn't it wonderful the way those horses pull together? She says, Just watch them. They're working together in harness. She said, Isn't it a shame that we can't work a little bit better together like that? He said, But listen, dear, do you notice there's only one tongue between those two horses? Now, I'll get an earful of that just a moment. Do you know one reason why a lot of couples fail in life is simply because they have two tongues Not that I want to cut one of them out or anything like that, or play on a set of words here, but the thought is this. If everybody would stop and realize, get this thought. In other words, never write anything that you can say. Never say anything you can just think, and never think anything unless it's important. If you'll follow a rule like that, you'll find you'll keep out of a whole lot of trouble. And in life, only try to see the good things in life, that is, when you're talking to others. Well, only try to do those things which will help to uplift humanity and make this a better world in which to live. Now, you know, the story of this team pulling together is really very interesting to me because it only shows exactly how a team can work together. But on the other hand, if one horse pulls and jerks at the line, you know, and doesn't take care of its part of the load, it only makes it tougher for the other one, and in that way they simply can't get anything worthwhile in life. Now, in this particular case of this letter here, here was the case of a beautiful, talented girl before marriage settling down and getting no place. In other words, becoming a flat tire. And this man says, Dr. Springer, I want to go ahead. I want to become the president of my firm. But my wife is dragging me back. I can't get any place in life. Now, you know, I don't have much use for an excuse like that. Not by any means. Because that's only one side of the subject. Have you ever stopped to realize there's two sides to every subject? Your side, my side, and the right side. Sometimes we're both wrong about a thing, and there's a third way out of it. Now, this man doesn't tell his wife's side of the story. You know, I've known of many a good woman, a good, honest-to-God, square-shooting woman that have been married to men. If things happen in the first week or 2 weeks or the first year of married life, that so broke their heart that they simply had no desire to drive on and get any place in life. In other words, you know, men are mighty clever with a tongue, and so are some women. In other words, they can paint up a beautiful picture. If you'll ask any one of numbers of public people, they'll tell you how this man will say to another, well, my wife doesn't understand me. Listen, I have no use for men whose wives don't understand them. Because I have always found this, that if you'll give any woman anywheres near a square deal in life, even a 40% deal, she'll usually come 60% toward you. Of course, there may be a few exceptions to that rule, but I'm tempted to believe, even in this case, that had this man played fair with his wife in every respect, the possibilities are that she would have become a whole lot greater wife to him and more marvelous wife than she is today. But here's one point we want to bring up before we swing back to that subject again, and that is this. You know, so many men say, why, I want my wife to go out in social affairs. I want my wife to take part in this and that. I want her to meet the wife of the president of the firm or the secretary of the firm to help me hold up my end. How would you explain then how a lot of old bachelors make a success out of life who never even had a wife? In other words, any man or woman who really tries to place the blame on their mate that they can't succeed is really, after all, somewhat of a flat tire themselves, or else they're trying to explain some deficiency in their life and blame it on somebody else. In other words, if this man is a driving, energizing force and really wants to get someplace in life, he'll get there in spite of his wife if he can't get there because of her. I mean that absolutely. Of course, if he's a cipher with a rim knocked off, a negative sort of character, to the point that she would dominate him, I can understand why she might hold him down. But even then, if he should succeed, it would not be because of him, but would be because of his wife, who would make it possible. Because, my friends, listen, anyone who wants to succeed in life, who has that driving, energizing force, and who will make a study of life to be able to fit their life into the proper channels of life, that person can make a success if they only know it and will only apply themselves in a worthwhile way. And here's another thing about this wife proposition that I want to get clear. For every husband and wife, because if you're married to someone who's really cheating, who isn't playing fair, as you drive on aspiring to success, it isn't just a matter that they can't come along socially with you, but it's those little tramp thoughts that come into your mind. You have your mind focused on something worthwhile, and all at once a little tramp thought comes in, I wonder what wife is doing, or I wonder what husband's doing. It's those little things that detract from the point you're trying to drive to and frequently make it difficult, but even at that, a person can succeed in life if they have the driving urge, whether they have a wife holding them back or a husband holding them back. And I can prove that to you in a great big way. I know a lady over here in Pennsylvania who's married to a man who was a good, straight-shooting, moral fella, but after they were married a while, he just simply decided he wasn't going to work and took life easy. He lost his kick, his ambition. And I know very well how that good woman, I know the history of the case, a very good friend of mine, how she got busy. She used to make candy in her kitchen, and then gradually she sent her children out to sell it from house to house. And that woman today has built a business that's worth over $1 million, while in spite of her husband was a good, what we might say, just a good dumbbell or a side partner. In other words, he had no energizing force in life, but that woman made a success out of life. life. Listen, my friend, if you're willing to drive on to success, you can do it even if you are tied to a man or woman who won't come along with you 1,000,000%. But now I'm going to give you the real reason why I believe this woman is not succeeding as a wife, and I believe you'll agree with it, and I know every medical doctor listening in will agree with me 1,000,000%, and that is this. One reason why so many women fail in life as wives and can't hold up their end of it is because of the fact they have not made a study of life. And when they come in to a married type of living, you know, and the responsibilities of motherhood are placed upon them, instead of making a study of foods and building their bodies up to be able to anticipate the demands and the requirements of the unborn children, they simply, without a knowledge of this thing, go ahead, and the first thing they know, as a precious little babe is built within their own sacred body close to their heart, the first thing you know, they find the fillings to start falling out of their teeth. Why? Because they're not drinking sufficient milk to carry up the calcium content. And so, therefore, precious little baby's body will rob mother of the calcium of her body in order that God might make that child come into this world with as great a possible degree of strength as is possible in keeping with the type of life the mother's living. As the mother goes on, her certain glands and organs will start breaking down. Why? Because she is not giving the necessary basic elements to her body to keep those glands and organs working in a vitalic and energetic way. And then as she loses her pep, she loses her kick, or as her body starts to break down, her muscles sag, and she becomes unattractive in many cases. She doesn't look at the beautiful woman that she was when he married her back in 18, 20, or 21 years of age. And then it's only simply because, in the majority of cases, because the average woman does not make a study of life. Listen, girls, there isn't any woman listening to my voice right now that cannot anticipate motherhood and wifehood and make a success out of life. If you'll make a study of food values, make a study of proper exercises, breathe deeply, drink at least 8 to 10 glasses of water a day to keep your body clean on the inside as well as on the out, and you'll be able to go through in a great big way and get a great joy out of life. And by the way, I want you to listen to my old friend Hal Dean here, who is going to tell you about a marvelous free offer by my sponsors that will make it possible for you to get a greater joy out of life. And be sure to be listening in every day, and I want to tell you many things about life. Write thousands of letters to me. This is your old friend Dr. Springer speaking. Bye-bye, and God bless you until tomorrow. But here comes Hal with a marvelous free offer. All right, Hal.
You just listened to another of those interesting and inspiring talks by Dr. Curtis Howe Springer, internationally known author, lecturer, and scientist who comes to your home 5 times a week to explain to you the facts about life and how to live it. This great educational work is sponsored by Acidine. And by the way, isn't it pleasant to know that you can drink away the torture of acid indigestion with Acidine? Well, that is just what you are urged to do. Acidine is used by thousands for this very thing. Many people say that Acidine soothes the inflamed stomach and in this way helps to end the pain and torture right away. If you are troubled with acid indigestion, gas on the stomach, or stomach pains caused by acidity, you know they can make you feel all tired and worn out. And the worst part of it is that a great many people are not even free from such pains when night comes. And often these stomach troubles interfere with their sleep. And then, because they don't get the proper rest, they don't feel fit for work the next day. That, of course, makes them worry and forces them to drive their nervous systems to exhaustion, which upsets their stomachs even more. Now, folks, why not get your package of Acidine at once from your neighborhood druggist and try this pleasant Acidine way to relief? When you do get relief and once more feel like $1,000,000, you'll just see those lines of care and pain disappear, making you look and feel years younger. Then, of course, you are better fitted for work. Perhaps some of you have been taking baking soda, or in fact, anything like that to give you relief for the moment. All I can say is, why experiment? Why not follow the example of millions, as indicated by the fact that over 6 million packages of Acidine have been purchased from over 50,000 drugstores to date? Use Acidine for truly quick results and know the joy of living. Your druggist will gladly supply you with Acidine today. Or if you wish, Dr. Springer will be glad to send to you a large trial package of Acidine absolutely free, if you'll just address a letter or postcard to him in care of the station to which you are listening. Dr. Springer is on the air 5 times a week, so be sure to listen to your station announcer at the close of this program for the time of Dr. Springer's next broadcast and get the facts about life and how to live it. And always remember, Acidine, taken morning and night, makes life a delight.